Early on, Kellogg set up a back channel to Rice's office in the White House, in part because Rice had asked him to provide ground truth, he said, and partly because he soon came to believe that Bremer was misleading Washington on how much progress he was making. For example, Bremer would tell congressional delegations that there were 100,000 Iraqi security forces trained. I sent a back-channel message to Wolfowitz and Rice saying, "You're setting yourself up. This number isn't right. I am overseeing the training, and there are just 10,000. I also told them that electricity was much worse than they thought. Rumsfeld's response was to send out survey teams that could determine the facts on the ground. Bremer objected to the first team, and its trip was canceled, Kellogg recalled. The second team was led by Major General Carl Eikenberry, an Army general fresh from working on training issues in Afghanistan. He reviewed the training of Iraqi police and military units and concluded that things weren't going well. U.S. commanders told members of the assessment team that the insurgency was growing much faster than the Iraqi security forces. Bing West, a member of the team, noted in his account of U.S. military operations in Anbar province. The CPA was overseeing the training of the Iraqis, while the U.S. military was trying to use those forces. To fix the program, Eikenberry decided all training and employment of Iraqi forces should be consolidated under the U.S. military. "You can't have disunity of command in the middle of a war," said the briefing Eikenberry's team prepared for Bremer, according to West, who helped write it. "We have split authority from responsibility." When Eikenberry apprised Bremer of his plan to recommend the shift, Kellogg recalled, "Bremer just unloaded on him. It's not going to happen. It's wrong. I'll go to the president on this. I'll go to Rumsfeld." West had a more succinct summary. Bremer went batshit. But what Bremer didn't know was that Eikenberry held his own trump card, and he played it, taking the recommendation to Abizaid, the top U.S. commander in the region, and his close friend, since the two were roommates in the West Point class of 1973. They had remained close ever since, a fairly unusual duo in Army culture. Quirky intellectuals in a peer group that is, as one former officer once noted, more inclined to read bass fishing magazine than serious military history. Both hold advanced degrees from Harvard and speak non-Western languages, Abizaid Arabic and Eikenberry Chinese. A few months later, Eikenberry's consolidation recommendation was implemented, with Petraeus sent back to Iraq to oversee all training of Iraqi security forces, from the Army and the National Guard to Border Patrol, Interior Security, and police.